And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday. It's the 3rd of June, 2010. It's the birthday of novelist Larry McMurtry, born Wichita Falls, Texas, 1936. And it's the birthday of Allen Ginsberg, born Irwin Allen Ginsberg in Newark, 1926. His parents, leftists, his father Lewis, a high school English teacher, his mother Naomi, a communist. Ginsberg said of his parents, they were old-fashioned delicatessen philosophers. My father would go around the house either reciting Emily Dickinson and Longfellow under his breath or attacking T.S. Eliot. My mother made up bedtime stories that all went something like this. The good king rode forth from his castle, saw the suffering workers, and healed them. I grew suspicious of both sides. His mother, Naomi, also had severe mental health problems, hospitalized on and off with what was probably paranoid schizophrenia. Allen Ginsberg, growing up in the midst of a difficult home life, dealing with his mother's episodes and his own awareness that he was gay. But he loved poetry, loved Walt Whitman, Edgar Allan Poe, got a scholarship from the Young Men's Hebrew Association of Paterson to attend Columbia University in New York. And there he met Jack Kerouac, William S. Burroughs, and Neil Cassidy. He was kicked out of Columbia for a year for writing obscene phrases in the dust on his dorm room window. Used that year off to read constantly. He finished up school, took up with a friend named Herbert Hunky, who was involved in all sorts of criminal activities. He was stealing, selling drugs, eventually arrested. Ginsberg arrested too. And the day after he turned 23, he went to a mental hospital for 8 months. He got out. He worked at an ad agency on Madison Avenue, left for San Francisco in 1954, where he met the poet Kenneth Rexroth. And in October of 1955, he read his new poem, Howl, at a reading in North Beach, which begins with the lines, I saw the best minds of my generation destroyed by madness, starving, hysterical, naked, dragging themselves through the Negro streets at dawn, looking for an angry fix, angel-headed hipsters burning for the ancient heavenly connection to the starry dynamo in the machinery of night, which quickly became one of the most famous poems of the 20th century. Here's our poem for today, some lines from Allen Ginsberg's long poem to his mother Naomi, entitled Kaddish. It leaps about me as I go out and walk the street, look back over my shoulder, 7th Avenue, the battlements of window office buildings shouldering each other high under a cloud, tall as the sky an instant, and the sky above an old blue place. Or down the avenue to the south, to as I walk toward the Lower East Side where you walked 50 years ago, little girl, from Russia, eating the first poisonous tomatoes of America, frightened on the dock, then struggling in the crowds of Orchard Street toward what? Toward Newark, toward Candy Store, first homemade sodas of the century, hand-churned ice cream in back room on musty brown floorboards, toward education, marriage, nervous breakdown, operation, teaching school, and learning to be mad in a dream. What is this life? Aye, we do worse. We are in a fix, and you're out. Death let you out. Death had the mercy. You're done with your century, done with God, done with the path through it, done with yourself at last. Pure, back to the babe, dark before your father, before us all, before the world. There, rest. No more suffering for you. I know where you've gone. It's good. Lines from Allen Ginsberg's poem Kaddish, from his collected poems published by HarperCollins and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine. You can read the current issue of Poetry or listen to the monthly editor's podcast online at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Kathy Roach and Nick Vetter. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.